Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the press has always wanted to be a king maker, going all the way back to John Adams versus Thomas Jefferson. And for a while there, the press, the media, did forge presidents into office, JFK being the best example of that. But today, it's a totally different story as the press is disintegrating. And the best example of this is Donald Trump, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So, once again, Trump is dominating American politics, this time in the criminal justice system. He's been charged with 77 felony counts. Did you know that? 77. I had to add them up this morning. All right, that's in the January 6th case, in the classified documents case, and the New York City situation with far-left guy, D.A. Alvin Bragg. Next up is Georgia, and he's going to be charged with felony interference in the election there, the presidential election. So this is way out of control. I mean, you don't file 77 felony charges. You just file it down. Okay? I mean, but this is all to demonstrate what a rogue and how out of control Donald Trump allegedly was, okay? So what's interesting about this is all generated by Democrats. Every single charge. Merrick Garland's the attorney general. He appoints a special prosecutor, Jack Smith. Smith is a Democrat. Bragg is a Democrat. The Fulton County DA in Georgia is a Democrat. It's all the other party doing this. No independent investigations at all. Very important. Because in the long run, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. None of these investigations were independent. None of them. The fix was in. That is not to say that Donald Trump is not guilty. Clearly, he should have returned the documents he kept at Mar-a-Lago to the National Archives when they requested that. Should have done it that day, clearly. On January 6th, the important thing here is there's no mention of him promoting insurrection. Remember, that was the second impeachment. No mention of it in Smith's indictments. So he didn't promote insurrection or have anything to do with the Capitol attack, according to the special prosecutor. what he allegedly did do was foment unrest in this country because he said the election was a fraud. And Smith says he can prove that Trump knew what he was saying was false. I don't believe he can prove that because I talk to Trump all the time. He has never wavered in one of my conversations with him. He believes the election was rigged because that's what he wants to believe. He comes back to that once again. Read my message of the day. Biden's doing the same thing on the Hunter front. Same exact thing. Okay. Now, moving forward, all of this stuff is going to evolve in one way or another. And federal courts are going to be involved. The first thing is moving the venue on January 6th out of Washington, D.C., where Trump can't possibly get a fair trial. The judge is a Democrat who has made anti-Trump statements. You can't. Now, the Trump lawyers are going to file for a change of venue. If that's turned down, then it goes to the appellate federal division and on and on and on up to the Supreme Court. If they hear it. And the same thing's going to happen in Mar-a-Lago, although that's a much clearer cut case than the January 6th thing. Now, Trump himself should be letting his lawyers litigate this, but he isn't because he can't constrain himself. Roll the tape.
The prosecutor in the case, I will call it our case, is a thug. I've named him Deranged Jack Smith. His record is absolutely atrocious. He does political hit jobs. He's a raging and uncontrolled Trump hater, as is his wife.
Now, why is the former president doing that? All his supporters already know that or believe that. All right, the press is just going to paint him as an out-of-control renegade nut. And the rest of America, oh, if you don't know the two sides and the battle lines by now, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. So I don't know why Donald Trump is doing that. Let surrogates do that. Doesn't do you any good. A lot of that tape's going to be played in the courtroom in front of the jury. And remember, the jury are all going to have to be morons. They're all going to have to be people who have no blanket idea what's happening in this country with Trump or anybody else. Okay, now, one more thing in the memo. As I wrote yesterday, and again, I really hope you read the column, it's called FYI on BillO'Reilly.com. The press has lost credibility, it's lost power, it's lost readers, it's lost viewers. I give you the stats. There's no doubt about it. There's no two sides to the story. This is why you're watching and listening to me, a totally independent news agency, because you can't trust the corporate news agencies. They will not tell you the truth. An example, CNN on Friday, 3 days ago, ran this clip. Go.
So he had said something to the effect of, "I don't want people to know we lost, Mark. This is embarrassing. Figure it out. We need to figure it out. I don't want people to know that we lost."
Okay, that woman is Cassidy Hutchinson, who has already been discredited. She hates Donald Trump. She worked in the White House for a short time. She's the one who said Trump was sitting in the back of the presidential limo and lunged at a Secret Service guy who was driving the car, which is physically impossible to do. That's who that was. Yet CNN knows she's a Trump hater. This is hearsay. That tape was leaked by a Democrat on one of the House committees to CNN, yet they ran it anyway. Okay, come on, you know. So let's just recap here. The whole country's in turmoil. America's in turmoil. We've been laughed at by our enemies in Russia and China and Iran. We may have a presidential election featuring two guys under indictment. I mean, I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it, but Trump isn't going to resign. He'll be there. And he may very well win the Republican primary. And that's the memo.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, this week, in fact, I think it's tomorrow, August 8th, Richard Nixon resigned the presidency. Go.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first.
So he had to leave, Nixon, because he was going to be impeached and convicted, all right, in the Watergate mess. He was going to be impeached and convicted there. He knew it. And that if he didn't leave, he would have been charged with crimes. Because the tapes in the White House clearly demonstrated that Nixon was part of the cover-up of the Watergate affair. And if you don't know what the Watergate affair is, I'm not going to waste everybody's time going back on it, but it, you know, it was a crime. It was a campaign crime. Okay. And he didn't order it, but when he found out about it, he tried to cover it up and get money for the guys who were arrested and on and on. So Nixon knew he was toast. He also knew that Gerald Ford was going to be vice president because Agnew, his original vice president, he had to leave because he was convicted of bribery, Agnew. So he was booted, and then Gerald Ford became vice president. Ford was the Speaker of the House. Okay, and so that's the stair step. But Nixon knew Ford was going to pardon him before any criminal charges could be brought, and it's exactly what happened. You and I were at the top of local news, of syndicated programming. You had your own show where you hit people with chairs. I did Inside Edition, okay? And then I was at the beginning of cable at the Fox News Channel, and you came in a few years after. You were at Network News, so was I, okay? So we've done it all, and we were there at the top of the chart. I just want to set the stage here. Now it's the last days of Pompeii, and a lot of people watching us won't even know what that means because the information flow to Americans, I think, is the lowest it's been since the invention of television. What say you?
I say that Pompeii was an Italian city in the near Mount Vesuvius, buried in the volcanic eruption that ended their lives like that. I don't think the erosion that you describe in cable news is quite that traumatic, but it is. I mean, the numbers don't lie. And you're a good researcher. The fact that the pool is only 20 million is quite grim. I don't feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for Fox. Fox is doing plenty well, maybe not as well as they did proportionally when you were there or when I was there, but they are making tens of millions, and it's a good thing because they owe $800 million in the Dominion lawsuit.
It's not about them. It's not about Comcast. It's not about ABC News. It's about the folks.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So the folks.
But I just want to say something about Hunter Biden. And you know this well, and I think the people listening know this too. You're only as happy as your unhappiest child. I believe that Joe Biden got saddled with whore-mongering, drug-addled, a selfish, narcissistic son who thought that he could do anything using his father's name. I think that all of those antics, the reason I bring them up is I think they are a measure of the man's character. He would do anything, despite the fact that his father was a prestigious person, a senator, a vice president, and a later president of the United States. He was without boundaries, in it for himself, very, very selfish. But where you and I differ is, I don't think the link to dad in his official capacity has ever been established. And there's nothing in what I've heard from Comer or any of these guys. And I think that McCarthy was appropriate when he didn't,
said he was appropriate as well. But this being the 49th anniversary of Richard Nixon's resignation, you well know, it took almost 3 years to build the case against Nixon. And only when the federal courts got involved and demanded the White House tapes be turned over. So you and a lot of other people say, well, Joe Biden is not, this investigation is really just beginning because the FBI and the Justice Department did nothing for 2.5 years. So you have that
exactly
point that you make, it's an incomplete. If you were in my class, you get an incomplete, all right? Because the train is running, and it's running hard.
Maybe,
and I will tell you, Joe Biden is not going to beat this. He enabled his son, knowing his son was a grifter. Joe Biden enabled him and allowed him to do it.
That is your prediction. That is your prediction.
I think that's a fact at this point.
You were careful to make that caveat that it was not fact-based or it was your prediction based on the evidence that you...
It is fact-based that Joe Biden enabled Hunter Biden to make all his money. That's fact-based.
Well, let me make this... I believe, and you use the Richard Nixon comparison, which I applaud because I think it is very, very appropriate in this regard. What did Gerald Ford do vis-a-vis Richard Nixon after Nixon had resigned and gone in shame to California? What President Gerald Ford did was to pardon Richard Nixon for any and all offenses having to do with a cosmic pardon that cost Ford, I would argue, the election against Jimmy Carter because it was so unpopular. Not with me. I applauded it.
I agree in a historical sense.
In families, and well, I would like we're, very much for
we're
Joe
wandering
Biden,
away
Joe Biden
from to, the crux of this story.
Right.
Okay.
But Joe Biden should pardon Donald Trump. That's my point.
Okay.
My point
I
is
mean,
that
well, let's,
he should wield
let's
the
see how that goes.
Power he has to heal this.
He'll
thing.
Never in a million years do that. Okay. So
maybe it's
let me ask you a series of personal questions.
Go ahead.
When you're talking to somebody, because people come up to you and me all the time, mm-hmm. okay? And most of them are very nice. All they want is a picture or what? But when you're talking to somebody a little bit more, maybe you're on a train or you're someplace in social, and a person doesn't know anything, all right? And they're saying wild, crazy stuff. What do you do? Do you try to convince them or do you just walk away?
Well, I have to say that I have been blessed that 99.9% of my encounters with the public have been pleasant. a couple of times I've had real jerks that said, how can you be on Fox News? I went to a Broadway show. I was stunned when this happened in New York, my city. I go to a Broadway show and a guy said, you're out enjoying yourself when the chaos that you've wreaked on the country is being sown, when you're enjoying yourself. I said, go take a walk. I almost whacked him. But I mean, that's very, very rare, right? Generally speaking, it is exactly as you describe. People want a picture. They want a little. My rule is that they are only going to be with you for those 15 seconds or 30 seconds or 1 minute. And that's going to be the impression they have of you for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and they'll tell other people. Don't be a jerk. But, you know, I don't entertain anymore. I don't try to persuade anybody anymore. If they ask me a question, I answer the question honestly. And you know me. Almost 40 years, ridiculous.
Yeah, and I still like you.
You know, we went to day camp together. They answer a question, I answer it honestly, but if they come out with some crazy thing that they heard on Fox or MSNBC, or, you know, I just smile and I say, well, okay, gotta go. I don't do that anymore, because we are not an information-based country any longer. We're not. It's all emotion now. It's all ideology now, correct?
I think that ideology is now the defining force in American society, and I lament that trend.
Yeah, it's terrible. And particularly when the election comes up, that's very, very important, and people just won't get out of their box. They won't look at really what's happening. They vote for whoever their friends tell them to vote for, whatever party they're in. Final question. Because you and I have seen the height, all right, and now the descent of the media, it's not turning around. It's gone, right?
But I tell you what, a good story could still spark a renaissance in whoever breaks the story. Someone who really can do the next, you know, get it behind the O.J. Simpson, or the go back to the Willowbrook days, or the chair, or Charles Mann, you could still juice an audience, excite an audience with originality and hard work and enterprise reporting, and shake off that ideological bent, that prejudice that you have, and go for the facts in a way that's vivid and energetic. I think that you and your column, you say you and Glenn Beck and Megyn Kelly having established private networks, look what you've done with a minuscule investment compared to what the networks have put into this. And you're competing on almost an even basis with them.
That's true.
That, I think, is the future.
No doubt.
Is the future.
The technology allows now honest purveyors to at least be heard. Geraldo, everybody, we'll bring him in on a regular basis, I hope, to talk about media stuff. And then when Hunter Biden and his father go down, I'll bring him back and we'll... play all the tapes for Geraldo.
Yeah, I told you so. Right.
Okay. Right. All right, Geraldo. Thanks a lot. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money, so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Insanely, MSNBC is beating Fox News. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime about all of this Trump stuff. I mean, I've never, ever, ever thought I would see this. And I worked, as you guys know, for more than 20 years. They never approached coming close to beating me or us. But now in Fox News Week in the state, MSNBC gets more viewers. It's just, I sit here, what going on? Because that hour is absolute lowest. Don't get worse than them. Never seen it in our history. All right, here's the first soundbite. CNN, another troubled network. Go.
I just say for the record, when you listen to that phone call asking for those 11,780 votes, it sounds an awful lot like a mafia.
Well, I'll say something.
And that is, for a jury, a kind of crystal clear piece of evidence.
I represent gangsters. They're a lot more vague than that on the phone.
Okay, so that's absurd. I mean, mafia? Mafia what? You know, it's just, that's the kind of bilge, B-I-L-G-E, that they're putting out there. It's insane. All right, here's another soundbite. Go.
And what we saw was an indictment come out before the grand jury even had a chance to vote. That's un-American, it's improper, and it's obvious, for lack of a better word. So I'm hoping the American people get it at this point.
Okay, so if you're going to bring on, and you have to some extent, the attorney representing Donald Trump, you got to challenge that attorney. Now, in that case, I picked that soundbite because she's right. I mean, the fix was in Atlanta 2.5 years ago. This is no surprise to anybody. Willis was going to do this. Bragg in New York was going to do it because now they're stars in the progressive movement. That's what they wanted to be. But we're not learning anything here. All right, let's bring in Brett Tomlin. He's a smart guy. You know him. We've used him many times. Former prosecutor, federal level in Utah. Comes to us from Salt Lake City. So I assume you went into public service, to law school and everything, and worked hard to bring justice to the people of Utah and the United States. I assume that's what motivated you. It could have made a lot more money in the private sector, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So now, in my opinion, the justice system has been co-opted by politicians who are trying to destroy each other using the justice system, and at this point succeeding. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And, you know, I had a conversation with a former U.S. attorney friend of mine, great gentleman out of Texas. We're politically on opposite sides. And he confided in me that, you know, he never thought he would see the day in which the Department of Justice was so outwardly political and making decisions that, on its very face, just the cases against Trump, he can't stand Donald Trump. But he looks at these cases and says, I never thought in my lifetime I'd see these kinds of cases being brought by the Department of Justice. And he said he doesn't agree with it. And he thinks it's the beginning of a chapter in which the Department of Justice does this routinely.
And you concur with that analysis?
I do, although I'm still hopeful. I'm hopeful that somebody in charge of the Justice Department who cleans house and who has some thoughtfulness. You know, I listened to your introduction on John Marshall. I didn't know that they were cousins, but it reminded me of what we need in the Department of Justice, someone that has vision and thoughtfulness and understands, you know, the larger picture of the purpose of the Department of Justice and the danger of utilizing it politically.
Now, Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, doesn't seem to be that man, in my opinion. I think he's doing what he's told to do. Am I wrong?
No, I think he is exactly the man that Merrick Garland knew he would be able to task with coordinating. And I say coordinating because it is pretty apparent that there's a coordination. And it's twofold. It's a coordination with state prosecutors and then a coordination on protecting the Biden family. And that's their twofold mission. And I think Jack Smith is the perfect guy to run one side of it.
Yeah, he's not. Jack Smith's not involved with the Bidens at all. And I don't want to do the whataboutism here today. I'm going to handle Biden as developments break. But back to this Trump prosecution. Would you cede that Donald Trump handled some of these things poorly?
Yeah, I would cede that Donald Trump would be an absolute nightmare client in a lot of ways. And that is, you know, he is on a mission himself. But yet I back up, Bill, and I think about the founders of our Constitution. And one thing they definitely consciously did, they did not prohibit an individual running for president of the United States with a felony. I think they did that knowing that there could be, you know, an effort by those in political power to eliminate political opponents utilizing the criminal law. And so, you know, larger picture, I don't blame him for fighting as hard as he is fighting. I think you're right that there should be some thoughtfulness in his response to the each individual case, and some are stronger than others. But that fight is worth it. And who knows, he may be running for president and may win with a felony.
Yeah. And then people don't understand that Donald Trump, as a former president, would never be sentenced to prison. That would not happen. If he were convicted, say, in Georgia, where there's a mandatory jail sentence, he would be in home confinement or some situation like that. But it's still, it takes him off the board, and it creates so much chaos in our political system that with a weak Democratic candidate, Joe Biden, you don't get weaker than that. He's going into the election 2024, the weakest Democratic candidate in the past 150 years. Maybe Andrew Johnson was weaker, the guy who took over after Lincoln, who was drunk most of the time.
Yeah,
but Biden's so weak. And so the only thing the Democrats have to save themselves is to just make Trump the center of attention in a negative way, which they're succeeding in doing. Now, this is an unfair question to you, but I don't know what percentage of the American people understand the bigger picture here, that if this succeeds, everybody who runs for office from now on is the subject, or could be the subject, of some corrupt prosecutor trying to take them out on a trumped up charge, pardon the pun. I don't know if people get the big picture there.
Yeah, I have friends that have historically said, you know, that Republicans should not fight fire with fire. They should take the high road. And they're switching their position on that. They're saying we have no choice but to actually engage in this, you know, reprehensible use of the criminal law. And I see that, Bill, and I see that your voice, my voice, many other voices out there are trying to be, you know, thoughtfully analyzing facts and the law, and the thoughtfulness is no longer, you know, the reasonable approach to our criminal justice system anymore.
Well,
and that level of analysis is gone.
The problem here is that most Americans are confused about the whole thing. They don't know what fake electoral people are. They don't know. And I'm not scorning them for not knowing. This is complicated stuff. A lot of it's complicated. And the conservative media concentrates on ideology here and party stuff, all right, whereby they're not basically clarifying the overall danger so much as saying, well, it's Biden's fault, or it's Obama's fault, or it's the Democratic machine, or whatever. The understanding level of the Americans in this entire Trump case, I think, is very low. Last word.
Yeah, I think you're so right on. And I'm really encouraged. You know, I'm hopeful that your voice, my voice, others out there are going to instill some wisdom and thoughtfulness. You know, the civil law is entirely capable of handling all of the election challenges, of handling, you know, wrongful allegations and all of the outrageousness that we saw that came, you know, quite candidly from from Trump, from Hillary Clinton before, and then all the way back to Bush v. Gore. We saw that our civil, legal system all the way to the Supreme Court could handle all of this and would have shut it all down. But I think the Democrats realized very quickly that with such a weak candidate, as you indicated, their only hope is to utilize the criminal law to shut down, the voices they don't like.
And they have a willing accomplice in Merrick Garland. I mean, a guy who's going to basically across the board. He'll go down in history as one of the worst attorney generals ever. There's no doubt in my mind.
That's exactly right.
All right, Brett, thanks very much. We appreciate it. And we wanted to know, we called a Trump campaign, who the lead attorney is now on all of this. It's got to be somebody who's coordinating it. They don't have one. They don't have one now. Just so you know. So, January 28th, 2022, there was a bridge collapse in Pittsburgh, in a place called Fern Hollow Creek. And the bridge collapsed at 6:40 in the morning. So yesterday in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, again, President Biden referred to that. Roll the tape.
A lot of you were with me when I was in Pittsburgh. By the way, Pittsburgh is a city of bridges, more bridges in Pittsburgh than any other city in America. I watched that bridge collapse. I got there and saw it collapse with over 200 feet off the ground going over a valley. And it collapsed. Thank God school was out during the pandemic.
Okay, that's not true. I mean, Joe Biden arrived in Pittsburgh at 2 p.m. He didn't see the bridge collapse. Is this a big deal? Only because it's a sign of dementia. I went through this with my mother. I'm sure millions of you went through it with your relatives. He doesn't know what he's saying. You know, he said no comment the other day and somebody yelled a question about Maui. He didn't know what he was saying. He didn't know what the question was. So Biden lives here, but here is not functioning. And there's no doubt about it. You don't say you saw a bridge collapse. And then he says, a lot of you were with me when I was in Pittsburgh. What? They live in Milwaukee. Why would they be with him in Pittsburgh? You're just sitting there going, this guy, there's a possibility he'd be reelected for four more years? I would rather have Trump and Leavenworth running the country than him in White House. I know that sounds crazy, but I would rather have that. San Francisco. All right, so this is the progressives killing the cities of America. That's what this is, all right? So there is a department store, if you've ever been there, Gump's. It's it sells everything. You know, it's a luxury upscale store, and it's been there for 165 years. It's the most famous store in San Francisco. I've been there. You probably have if you visited that city. So the CEO of Gump's, John Chakis, takes out a full-page ad in the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm going to quote two paragraphs. Gump's has been a San Francisco icon for more than 165 years. Today, as we prepare for our 166th holiday season at 250 Post Street, we fear this may be our last because of the profound erosion of the city's current condition. San Franciscans deserve better than the current conditions of our city. Gump's implores the governor, the mayor, and the city supervisors to take immediate actions, including cleaning the city streets, removing homeless encampments, enforcement of city and state ordinances, and returning San Francisco to its rightful place as one of America's shining beacons of urban society, unquote. Well, John hit it right on the head. This is Newsom's fault. Forget about the mayor, London Breed, and the city supervisors. They're loons. They can't run anything. Okay? What's Newsom doing? Nothing. Whole city's right before his eyes. L.A. So there is a Nordstrom's department store in Topanga Mall. I've been there. Just north of the city. And on Saturday, thieves broke in, looted $100,000 worth of merchandise. $100,000 in the Nordstrom store. Okay? They attacked a security guard, bear sprayed him, 50 of them, no arrests. Back to me. No arrests. None. You're telling me 50 people run into a Nordstrom's. Old people in the store. Old people outside the store. Some of them had face coverings, yeah. No arrests. No informers. Nobody calling the cops. This is L.A. But you know whose fault this is? Where San Francisco is the fault of Newsom. This is the fault of the people in Los Angeles who would not recall the D.A. Gasson, who won't prosecute any theft. Nothing. You can steal at will in L.A. He doesn't care. Could have been recalled. The D.A. in San Francisco was. That's why I don't blame the people there. Not him. L.A., got what you deserve. 10 cities that had the most theft, L.A. number one, San Francisco number two, New York City, almost totally out of control here, Houston, Miami, Chicago, Sacramento, Seattle, Atlanta, Dallas, Fort Worth. Source Capital One, a credit card company, which knows what the retail theft is. Okay, where do we want to go from? Oh. So I got an email the other day from our pal, Bernie Goldberg, okay? And Bernie's kind of living large, semi-retired in North Carolina. So Goldberg's mad about all this looting. And he says it's far more than crime. It reflects our society. And so we batted around. So Bernie's coming on a couple of days after Labor Day. I'll give you the exact date when we get it. But I thought that was really interesting. All right, because I believe that too. This isn't just about stealing stuff. This is about our whole country and what's happening to it. Hunter Biden might be charged under the Foreign Corruption Practice Act. I told you about this. We all already analyzed this. Foreign Corruption Practice Act. Okay. So I got a letter from one of our lawyer viewers, Adele Awatros, in Washington State. And she says, has anyone ever been charged or prosecuted under that act? Well, yes. A number of people will give you two of the most recent. In May of this year, a man named Carrie Yan, former president of a non-governmental nonprofit, sentenced to 3 years, 6 months for paying bribes to people in the Marshall Islands. Okay, so Carrie is in the clink. Then January of this year, a 58-year-old, what's his name? Murillo, he took bribes to get a contract from the Bolivian government, okay? And his last name is Murillo. I'm looking to see if the first name is on here, and I cannot find it. And that's a producer problem that I will deal with. So this guy, he bribed the Bolivian government to give him a contract, and he's now serving 70 months in prison. That's just two. We have a whole long list. So it's absolutely viable. Smart life. So I got a very nice letter from a concierge member, and I've been telling you this is a life insurance policy for you if you get into trouble. Here's the letter. All right, I'm going to withhold the man's name because we don't do that for concierge. Everything is private. A few weeks ago, you saved me a lot of money on insurance by suggesting a website where I could compare pricing. My home and auto insurance had doubled, but thanks to you and your Smart Life segment, I've now cut my homeowner and autos nearly in half with a new policy. Therefore, I am going to take a small portion of that savings to upgrade my membership to Lifetime Concierge. Well worth the money. Okay, so the website that we recommended is PolicyGenius, one word, PolicyGenius.com. And on this website, you can then search all the different rates for all the different insurance companies. This is what you have to do, right? I'm getting gouged, and it's really caused me an inconvenience. So now I'm searching around to try to get some kind of fair deal. So policygenius.com. In addition, we have saved a lot of people a lot of money by recommending GasBuddy.com. GasBuddy, one word. You go to that website and you put in your zip code, they'll tell you where the cheapest gas is. All right? We are in business to make it easier for you to prosper. So thank you very much, concierge member from Texas. We urge all of you to check that concierge membership out on BillO'Reilly.com. It is there to help you. Here is the final thought of the day, very brief. I don't call President Trump. He calls me occasionally. The next time he calls, I will tell him this. If he asks, I don't intrude. Number one, you need the best constitutional lawyer in the country, as I said early in a broadcast. Number two, think about the Mar-a-Lago thing. See if you can work that out. You get that off your plate, the Supreme Court much more likely to come in and rule that this is a political prosecution. And third, don't need any more personal attacks. You can defend yourself, and I hope you do in every rally you have. Defend yourself. But the personal attacks at this point don't do you any good. That's it. Final thought. We'll see you on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.